Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 48, Ironman Visualization. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. And yes, I know it has been a fair while between podcasts. It was fully my intention to do a series leading into Ironman, but my apologies, it hasn't happened. I've put some things in place, which means I will be able to carry on and do these more frequently very, very soon. But right now, I know we're close to Ironman. A lot of you are doing it for the first time, returning after a while. So I just wanted to give you one final podcast to help you prepare for that day itself. Now, we all know that written race plans lead to greater success, don't we? Yes, we do. The act of writing down a plan reinforces it in your brain, and then your subconscious will help make that happen on the day. So visualization is the next step on from actually writing a plan, and it's where you dedicate time to playing through that plan in your brain. You see what's going on, you smell it, you feel it, you're playing it throughout your head. And again, that just reinforces it to your brain, and then your subconscious helps make it happen on the day. So, if you're keen to give this a go, don't do it sitting on the bus while you're watching something on your phone. Find somewhere quiet where you can switch off from distractions. You take a few moments to relax, then you listen through this visualization. You might listen to it several times over the coming days, or even better, you might create your own. But however you do it, just do dedicate some time to preparing your brain now, and it will help deliver you on the day. So, are you ready? Find that quiet space, get comfortable, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in Ironman. Okay, we're going to start at the water's edge on race morning. And as you're standing there with your support crew, you're looking around, you can see the crowds building up. There's a lot of people. The 70.3 race is happening. The announcers are going on the speakers. You can hear the music blaring. And there's nervous chatter coming from those around you. Hey, that means everyone else is nervous too, not just you. Smell the rubber as you put the wetsuit on, that familiar smell that you've had so many times in training. Give your family and support crew some final hugs. Take a breath as you get to the water and make your way in. Wow, it's pretty crowded in there. There's a lot of people. But you quietly make your way out to the start position you had planned. The announcer's blaring away on the start line. You exchange a nervous nod, maybe a laugh or a joke, with the people around you. But then you're ready to do your thing. You're watching the start sequence because you know it's almost time. And then boom, the cannon goes. The people around you jump with fright, but you knew it was coming. That gives you a chance for one last breath, then you start swimming. Maybe you start swimming fast, just like you planned. Maybe it's comfortable or controlled, just like you planned. Whichever it is, it's your choice. You're in control right from the start. Okay, so we start working our way down the lake, and boy, there's a lot of people around. Someone just bumped into you, but that's okay. You knew that was going to happen with so many people in the lake. Oops, you're swimming crooked. It's okay. Just keep sighting. Get back in the direction. Just keep going. On and on, stroke after stroke, in a really nice rhythm. So as you make your way down the lake, there seems to be a lot of people around. But remember, you're all swimming together, in the same direction, helping each other with the draft. On and on, stroke after stroke, in a nice smooth rhythm. As you go down the lake, there's plenty of time. There's a chance to look around and see some of the sights. You see the golf balls on the bottom, the water intake pipe, patterns on the bottom, and even random junk. Some things you're expecting, some you weren't. But hey, they're all there. It takes a while, but then you reach the turn buoy at the far end. Whoa! Where did all of those people come from? It's pretty chaotic at the turn, but it always is. And you knew that. There's that many people out there, it's always going to be busy at the turn. Soon, you're through the turns, things settle down again. On and on, stroke after stroke in a nice smooth rhythm. Oops, you got a mouthful of water? Not a problem. You know that it's beautiful, fresh, clean water. It's okay to drink. On and on, stroke after stroke in a nice smooth rhythm. Hey, you're probably getting tired on the return leg. It's a long way. But remember, you've swum it in training. You know how to do this. And finally, here's the turn into the river. You're getting glimpses of the crowds on the shore and jetty as you get close. You can feel the flow of the river just helping nudge you around the corner in those last meters. And you can see the final marker buoy. Suddenly, you're at the boat ramp, the swim is done, you're up out of the water. And because of that, suddenly it's loud again. The gentle slap of swimming rhythm has changed. There's music, there's announcers, there's crowds clapping. And you might still be getting your bearings after being in the water for so long. That's okay. You knew that was a possibility. You've felt that before in training. You hear your name being called, but you can't see who it is. That's okay. You know your team is there for you. So along the green carpet you go, up the pathway towards transition. It's a long way, but you knew it would be. You've studied the maps. You've done the event before. You know what's involved. So the gentle slap of swimming is replaced by the padding of feet on the carpet. Some people are rushing past you. You're passing a few. People doing different things, but you're doing your thing, relaxed and in control. On towards transition, you start taking the wetsuit off. You get closer, there it is. There's the lineup of bags, numbered in rows. Oh, what's my number again? That's okay. I know my number. I've got my bag. Let's get changed. You get into the tent and wow, it is heaving with people. But there's always space. Take a moment. Just look around. Find a chair. Sit down. And if you've got a volunteer with you, they're just going to yank that wetsuit straight off. Your transition bag gets emptied all over the ground. Bit of a mess, but that's okay. You've only got in there the basic things that you need. No decisions, nothing to do. You just tell the volunteer what you want. They give it to you. It's full service in there. So, transition is done. Off to the bike. You know your race number. You know what row your bike is in. You grab it. Helmet is done up and you're out of there. So, onto the bike. Gosh, it's 180k. How are you going to do that? One step at a time. There's no rush. You just get on your bike, you start riding. You're not in a rush, you're just riding. Along the lakefront, look, there might be some people storming past. You might be passing some, but you're doing your thing. Nice and calmly, just as you planned. Up Rifle Range Road, up further towards the racetrack, a quick little detour down the side, then you're on the long downhill. You pedal where you can, you take a break where you don't need to pedal, and then keep going until it flattens and you find your rhythm on the flatter sections of the course. So from here, you're eating and drinking, pedal stroke after pedal stroke, on and on, comfortable and controlled, you're just in that rhythm. Sometimes the rhythm gets a bit disrupted. There's people to pass, there's people passing you, but it doesn't matter. You knew it was going to be like this, and you know it'll settle down later on. On and on, eating and drinking, pedal stroke after pedal stroke. You reach the turnaround, and it feels good, you're heading home already. Here comes an aid station. Quick check of what you need, discard the rubbish, call out for what you want. The volunteers are great. They'll run and hand you bottles, they'll juggle the gels. You tell them what you want, they'll make it happen. Okay, carrying on. Here comes the big climb back up towards the racetrack. It looks long, but you've done it before. On and on, eating and drinking, pedal stroke after pedal stroke. And suddenly you're back on the downhill into town. There's a few fast corners, then you're on the lakefront. Then the turnaround, suddenly you're on your way back out. A quick stop at special needs to stock up. I bet you're glad you packed that treat. Right and about now, you feel like something different, fantastic. And then you're off again. Up the hill, down the hill, back onto the flats towards Reparoa. On the second lap, maybe the buzz of going through town has worn off. Maybe you're getting a bit uncomfortable on the bike, but you knew that was going to happen. It's a long ride. You carry on, eating and drinking, pedal stroke after pedal stroke, making small adjustments wherever you need to, staying aero. The wind is definitely coming up. It feels a lot stronger on the second lap, but you knew it would. It always does. You don't bother looking at speed. That's irrelevant. On and on, smooth pedal stroke after smooth pedal stroke, staying relaxed, not fighting the wind. Then finally you get to the last climb. Hey, it's feeling tougher than the first time, but again, you knew it would. You'd paced it smart early on, knowing that you'd be passing people back at this stage who had passed you earlier. All it needed was a bit of patience. On and on, eating and drinking, pedal stroke after pedal stroke, until you're flying back down the final hill into transition again. All of a sudden you're there. Wow, it feels good to be off the bike. The legs might be a bit wobbly, but that's okay. That was always going to happen. You come out of transition onto the main street and there's crowds everywhere. Someone you don't know called your name. Oh, that's right. It's on your race number. That's how they know. You make a couple of checks of pace in those first kilometres and you consciously hold back, just like you planned to. It feels too easy. You know you can run faster. The crowds are urging you to. But you know your plan. You make the decisions. You're in control. Hey, it gets pretty warm out there. Can you feel the heat? Along the lakefront, over the rise, up to Rainbow Point, around the back, along the lakefront, step after step, aid station after aid station, drink after drink. You have a bit of water over the head to cool off. You keep drinking, you keep moving. On to the second lap now. Things are getting tougher. It's been a long day already. But hey, pat yourself on the back for being smart on that first lap. You took your walk breaks like you planned. You kept eating and drinking. You can feel the benefit of that. Step after step, aid station after aid station, drink after drink, you keep going. Finally, it's the third lap. But hey, things are getting really tough now. Maybe the knees are hurting. The quads might be tight with fatigue. The brain is telling you to stop. But you knew it was going to get tough. That's what you've come here for. The only question is, when is it going to get tough? You've done the right things to pace the swim, to pace the bike, pace the run, so that you're ready for this tough point. Okay, so it's no longer about the finish line. It's about the next aid station, or maybe the next corner, or maybe even just the next 10 steps in front of you. You break it down. You deal with one section at a time, and you dig deep for that inspiration you knew you would need at this stage. Step after step, aid station after aid station, drink after drink, you keep going. Until you're back on the final lakefront. Suddenly you're back into more crowds. People can see you're on the last lap heading home. They call your name, they're giving you high fives, and you feel that energy flowing in, giving you the final energy that you need. You turn off the lakefront, and you can hear the announcers calling people in. Every step you take is one step closer until you're finally in the finish chute. The crowds are going crazy for you. You see your support crew, probably shed a few tears, carry on down the red carpet until finally, in a blur, you hear it. Your name is being called. You are an Ironman.